Come in. Oh, hey. I recognize you from my afternoon class. You're here for office hours? No. You're not intruding at all. No. No, in fact, I just finished some grading. And let me double check here and. Yep, okay. Nothing else on my agenda for the rest of the day. It's just you and me. Oh, but do be a dear and shut the door for me. Oh, very good. So, please, have a seat. Yeah, classes are going okay and everything? Good. All right. Then, how can I help today? Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes people wander into my office not quite knowing why they stop by. But as a psychologist, I am more than happy to get to the bottom of this mystery. Clearly, subconsciously, you wanted to come here, so I'm sure I can help. Let's start with this. Did you come here after seeing my hours in the syllabus? Oh, I see. A friend recommended me to you. And what is your friend's name? Let's see. When did they stop by? Oh, yes. I remember him. And what did he tell you about his visit, if anything? Right, and you don't remember any specifics? No. That's totally okay, yes. I mean, whatever he said must have influenced you, it seems, whether you realized it or not. Here, do you mind handing me that metronome? Oh, thank you. You're a dear. Anyways, so you made it here and. Oh. You don't have to watch the metronome, sweetie. No, I just like to have it going back and forth during sessions. Just sort of like a white noise. But you're under no obligation to watch it swing back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. And it's just gonna keep doing that. Just keep going back and forth. And you don't have to stare. Oh, it is relaxing though, isn't it? Okay then. I'll let you look for a bit while I get things ready. Oh no, don't mind me. It's just really hot in this office today. Oh, I do hope I'm not showing too much skin. We're both adults, right? Wow, I'm still staring at the metronome. I'm impressed. Okay, sweetie, how about you take the pendulum off my desk and put it behind you again? Oh, but do keep it ticking. No, silly. Don't just hold it in your lap and stare. Let's just put that sucker right back here. There we go. Now, see? You're able to focus on me again, right? You remember where you were and everything? Oh, hey, no, don't worry. You do not have to hide it. I'm very sex positive. I think it's normal for guys your age to feel aroused when looking at a woman. Especially if this is what I'm wearing. Oh, you can uncross your legs, and I can see every part of you just wants to relax and melt and sink, and I really encourage that. Lean into that feeling. Now, just push the metronome ticking to the back of your mind and bring all of your attention to me. What you're currently experiencing right now is a state of hypnotic trance. Have you ever been hypnotized before? Well, you are very good at it. You're what we call a somnambulist. It just means that you're really easy to hypnotize. It's easy to grab your attention. Your subconscious mind is very easily influenced. Yeah. In this state, you might find yourself believing what others tell you. But, lucky for you, you're with someone you can 100% trust. You completely trust me, don't you? Oh, very good to hear, doll. And what's cool about psychology is that when you're in a specific mental state, it's easier for you to remember things from other times that you were in that state. If that's too confusing, we can try putting it this way. Do you remember a bit better your conversation with your friend now? You know, from when he recommended me. That's exactly right. It's because you were in a state of trance that day too. And so was your friend, but in a different way. It's called a post-hypnotic suggestion. He was awake, but during my session with him, I told him that he would later find you and hypnotize you to come visit me. That's very clear now. But just like how it was fuzzy when you were awake, the details of your visit with me today are also going to be fuzzy when you wake back up. And again, don't feel too embarrassed by being easy to hypnotize, because so is your friend. I'm actually doing a bit of research right now, and I have a theory that men, especially young men, are easily hypnotized. Well, I'm sorry. What do you mean, what does this have to do with office hours? What's office hours? I think we have a bit more digging to do in today's therapy session. You do remember you came here for sex hypnotherapy, right? No. I'm not a professor. No, you're at my clinic. Why would I be a professor? We haven't talked about grades at all since you've gotten here. Don't you remember me putting you under? Yeah, and you remember me telling you not to feel shame for having an erection, seeing me showing as much skin as I am. Right. So, why would I be a professor? Why would this be office hours? Doesn't sex hypnotherapy make so much more sense? It's okay. You don't have to apologize. Sometimes being all tranced and melty like you are right now, it can be a little disorienting. Also, I am really sorry about the thermostat. It's stuck at 100 degrees right now. But you can feel that heat, can't you? Oh, I know. It's just unbearable. And you are more than welcome to take your shirt off in here. If I were you, I don't think I could stand another second with that shirt on. Oh, very good boy. In fact, you can take off as much as you want right now. And while you're stripping, I'm gonna go ahead and stop this metronome. I think you're hypnotized enough right now. We won't need it anymore. Oh, you are a very good listener. I think you're gonna be a new favorite. And you have a nice body, too. Here, I'll take your clothes from you. Ah, and here's your wallet. I'm glad you remembered, because my sessions are. Oh, let's see here. Oh, exactly as much cash as you brought. What are the chances, huh? Now, my first prescription for you as your new therapist is that you send me photos of your body. Trust me, it will be very therapeutic for you. And every time you send me a nude, you'll feel happy and confident. I have your number in my directory, so I'll send you a text reminder after our session. Feel free to text me photos to that same number. All right, now I'm going to give you a trigger. Whenever I snap my fingers and I say the words just like that, you'll find you immediately return to this dulled, docile state of mind you're in right now. Let's give this a test run. And I'm gonna wake you up now, okay? Yoo-hoo! Wakey wakey! Oh, you should see how red your face is. No, I don't know where your clothes are. Where'd you last see them? Oh, where are you going? You're really gonna try and leave looking like that? Oh, no, honey, no, I can't let you do that. Now, why don't you let go of that door? Just like that. Oh, good boy. Sit. No, on the chair, dummy. As cute as you are on the floor. Oh, I'm sorry for laughing. That must have been super humiliating for you. And you know, I would hate to leave you with that icky feeling. So, let's just forget it ever happened. Just like that. See how effective it is? You don't even remember what I'm talking about, do ya? Just like that. And if you're already hypnotized, and I happen to snap my fingers just like that, you'll just feel even lighter and dumber and happier. And you'll probably start noticing just how often in my lectures, how much I really like to snap my fingers and say, just like that, when I'm explaining a concept. Me? A sex therapist? Why, that's absurd. No, I'm a professor, dummy. What? No, that is ridiculous. I'm not a professor. Where are you getting these crazy ideas? I'm a goddess and you worship me. Yeah, you see? I can alter your perception to fit whatever narrative I want. Just like that. Isn't that right, puppy? Pant for me. Oh, good boy. Now you're a chicken. Flap your wings for me. Oh, and cluck like a chicken? Oh, cluck, chicken! Oh, good chicken. Yes. Okay, silly. You can stop. Oh, now, let's get you all warmed up before I take your cum, okay? Yeah, it's my turn to strip for you. And I just want you to watch as I do. Now, don't get too excited yet. If you come before I tell you to, I'll make sure you stay until your refractory period is done. I expect dick from you before you leave. But otherwise, I just want you to do what men do best. I want you to stare at a woman's body and turn dumb, hard, and get tunnel vision for me, my body, and my smooth skin. Shh. No, just watch as my pretty hands grab the ends of my tight black skirt. And watch me slide them down to my feet. Or, as I stretch down to reach my legs, you can stare at my plunging cleavage. Yeah. Just give in to whatever your male lizard brain wants. Don't be shy about stroking yourself. You can do anything you want without shame. As long as you don't come. Oh. And I'm not calling you dumb to be mean, doll. It's my favorite thing about horny men. That deep, deep down, you just want to drool over us. And there's nothing you can do about that. It's evolution, after all. Where would we be as a species if we didn't have that effect on you? Oh, but don't get me wrong. A lot of you need to be properly trained. Just because you feel compelled to drool over every woman you see does not mean that you get to. Luckily, evolution has also made you very good listeners to women. It's time to unhook this bra. It's an awkward reach, but I'm sure you don't mind seeing my chest pushed out as my arms reach back. Maybe you like seeing my arms flex. Oh, but I'm sure your favorite part is right here as I slowly let my hands and my bra just drop. Oh, so cute. Your dumb little face. Have you ever been in a fight with a girlfriend and next thing you know you're buying her flowers as an apology or doing the dishes or sleeping on the couch for a week? Well, did you know that men process women's voices in the same part of their brain where they process beautiful music? Or how when you see an attractive woman, the same parts of your brain light up as when you're in a hypnotic trance? Isn't it funny how, as women, even when we're not trying to hypnotize you, we still are hypnotizing you? Now, as I slide my pantyhose down, inch by inch, just imagine for a second a world where every woman knows all the ins and outs of hypnosis. You know, for example, if they learned it in college from a professor. Maybe a really pretty professor with long, smooth, sexy legs like mine. Oh, just follow my fingers now. As I slide them down my panties. Oh, and as I rub. Up. Oh. And down. And around. And around. Oh, your eyes are slaves to my fingers. And for my pussy, too. Oh, yes. Everything about my feminine aura is frying your brain. And all you can think is fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, doesn't that feel good, baby? Can you imagine a world where you as a man get to feel absolute pleasure and bliss every waking moment and remain totally oblivious to the fact that we've brainwashed you and gained control over every aspect of your life? Imagine a world where women run everything, where men worship us without even knowing it, and you get to come if we decide you've earned it. Doesn't that all just sound so lovely? I'm taking off my panties now. Oh, for fuck's sake. Sorry, it's my husband. Just keep stroking. Don't come. This better be important. Yes, I'm with a student right now. We've discussed this. You know my office hours. We've been over this. Look, I am not sleeping with my students. You're imagining things, all right? Babe. Finish the mantra. Happy wife. That's right. Feel better? Good. Now go cook something for tonight, okay? I'm craving pasta. Good boy. I'm hanging up now. Sorry about that. He's starting to resist my hypnosis, and it's driving me crazy. Why do men suddenly have to get smart when they're older, huh? And why can't they all just stay cute and dumb like you? You know, if he and I ever had a falling out, I want you to vouch for me no matter what, okay? Look, if you want these panties off me, I want you to promise me that you'll be on my side no matter what. Say yes, goddess. Oh, good boy. And prepare your cock for this pussy. You can stop stroking. Just go limp for me now. Yes, I know how to use you. My body is more than enough to keep you rock hard. Especially if I stand over you now, fully naked, and slowly lower myself, wrapping my arms around your neck like this. Ooh, until your hard, pulsing cock just slides into my dripping, wet pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right, baby. Just let me ride you. Ah, yeah. Feel it. Feel the hold my pussy has over your cock. It feels really good, doesn't it? Oh, feel my breasts pressing into your chest. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Just like that, baby. No. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, squeeze my tits. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, baby, fuck. Ah. Oh, good boy, no harder. Oh, yes. Oh, you stare at them. I want you to drool. Oh, oh, just squeeze them. Oh, yes. I want you brain dead and brainwashed. Oh, I just want to use you for your dick. Oh, yes, fuck. No. Oh, I just want you to be a cock that I fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, I just want your cum in me. Oh, fuck. Yes, twist my nipples. Twist them hard. Oh, yes, wait, no, suck on them, suck, yes, suck on my tits, slave, fuck, oh, I'm gonna drain your cock like I've drained the rest of you, oh, yes, I can feel you pulsing inside of me, oh, God. No, there's no turning back, baby. No. Oh no, you are mine forever. Oh fuck. No. Oh, I'm almost there, baby. No. Oh, and I know you wanna come for me. No, and I want you to explode in me. I want you to tremble and shake. And I want you to moan for me. Oh fuck. Yeah, I'm almost there. No, oh, I'm almost there, baby. No, almost. Oh, come for me, baby. Come, yes, come. Good boy, baby. That is a lot of cum. I am soaked. Well, that was a good fuck. You did good. I'll definitely want you to come back. But I'm done with you for today. So, here are your clothes. Go ahead and get dressed. Oh, but before you go, your assignment. Let's see here. I'm scrolling through my list of students. Ooh, he's kind of cute. Hey, do you know this guy? Hey, don't you go falling asleep. I need your attention on the monitor. Do you recognize this guy? Good. You're gonna hypnotize him for me and suggest that he comes by my office hours. Now, I'll give you some more instructions later on what to say and do. But don't worry. I have total confidence in you that with my guidance, you can do anything. Now, when I snap my fingers, I want you to get up, leave my office, go straight to your dorm room, and take a nice, pleasant nap. And in a few hours, you can wake up like normal. After all, this has all just been a weird dream, hasn't it? I mean, there's no way you'd really just have fucked your psychology professor in her office. Oh, you're right. It is ridiculous. Oh, but at least you got a nice orgasm out of it. All right, sleepyhead. I hope you get a nice, restful sleep. I'll see you in class.